Harper Children's Audio presents The Unfinished Angel by Sharon Creech, performed by Samantha Kwan. Peoples. Peoples are strange. The things they are doing and saying, sometimes they make no sense. Did their brains fall out of their heads? And why so much saying, so much talking all the time, day and night? All those words spilling out of those mouths? Why so much? Why don't they be quiet? What I've been doing. Me, I am an angel. I am supposed to be having all the words in all the languages, but I am not. Many are missing. I am also not having a special assignment. I think I did not get all the training. What is my mission? I think I should have been told. I have been lolling around in the stone tower of Casa Rosa, waiting to find out. I am free to come and go in the mountain villages, free to float along the promenade on the lake, free to swish up through the Alps to mountain huts, free to spend days and nights floating and swishing. This floating and swishing I like. It's true I have my hands full from time to time with Signora Divino and her grandson, Vinny, neither of them the slightest bit Divino these days, cranky and bad-tempered, raining soot on everyone else's head. Signora Divino, she snip-snip gossips and causes trouble between the other peoples, and her grandson, Vinny, with the shaggy hair, is causing the mischief and blaming the other boys, and he listens to no one. No one, you hear me? No one. I pinch him sometimes. But is that my purpose? Solely to look after the Divinos and keep them from heaping misery on the other people types and giving them a pinch from time to time? I don't think so. Do the other angels know what they are doing? Am I the only confused one? Maybe I am unfinished, an unfinished angel. The Invaders. Sometimes I want to throw pine cones at Divino heads, and more heads too. Those peoples, the American man and his daughter, who moved into Casa Rosa. Where they come from, out of the green? Who lets them come here into my casa? The American, Mr. Pomodoro, is tall and lanky with a rubbery face that moves his cheeks and nose and eyes when he talks, and even when he doesn't talk. He says he is starting a school here. And not just any school, but the best of the best. He tells Signora Divino, his neighbor, we will bring all the children from all over the world and we will live in harmony. Is he kidding? We will have Turks and Germans, Mr. Pomodoro says, Iraqis and French, Russians and Chinese, Swiss and Dutch, Koreans and Brazilians, Israelis and Swedes, etc. He squinches his eyes and nose in happy thoughts of all these peoples. Signora Divino looks as if she has swallowed a goose. She does not seem to like the thought of all those peoples in this little village on the mountain.
Will you also have Americans?
She asks.
Americans?
Mr. Pomodoro glances up at my stone tower and moves his lips around, as if he is tasting them from the inside and says,
Of course.
Signora Divino lifts one bent finger and aims it at him.
There are snakes at Casa Rosa, she says.
Mr. Pomodoro blinks.
Snakes?
Many snakes.
Many?
The signora's finger crawls through the air.
Many, many black snakes,
she smiles.
Mr. Pomodoro smiles too. Thank you, he says. Thank you for that information.